With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Leaders of Europe and NATO say they will be joining tomorrow's White House talks between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky.
European heavyweights, including France, Britain, and Germany, are rallying around Zelensky after he was left out of Friday's Alaska summit between Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Special U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff tells Fox News Sunday that part of the discussions on Monday will be what exactly Ukraine needs.
We were at this summit to advance the Ukrainian position, and we did that. And we did it successfully. Now it's for us to drill down on the granular details of exactly what the Ukrainians need to give them a sense of security in the future.
Witkoff says the U.S. is potentially prepared to set up security guarantees directly from the United States and other European countries, but not from NATO. I'm Donna Warder.
Military affairs analyst Robert McGinnis says several steps are essential if there's going to be peace between Russia and Ukraine.
We need to keep Ukraine at the center. It's their country that's at war with Russia, not the United States. And Zelensky needs to have a real voice and a veto over any territorial issues.
Hurricane Erin has been downgraded to a Category 3 hurricane, but is expected to strengthen and grow in size. A tropical storm warning is in effect for the Turks and Caicos Islands as winds and heavy rains continue to lash the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. Erin is the first Atlantic hurricane of 2025 and had reached Category 5 status before weakening. The death toll from flooding in northwestern Pakistan has risen to at least 274. Authorities there are defending their response to the flooding. They say they don't need any foreign help at this point. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington tells us that Texas is about to have some new laws.
Starting September 1st, a measure goes into effect that requires all public schools to post a copy of the Ten Commandments. Another law that goes into effect on the first of the month establishes a strict biological definition for male and female in Texas. And a separate piece of legislation that bans student clubs based on sexual orientation or so-called gender identity in the schools will also take effect on the first day of next month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another country will unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. Australia will join France, the UK, and Canada in granting the Palestinians' aspirations at the UN General Assembly. Israel opposes the move, arguing that any such state must be the result of negotiation. Others say that recognizing statehood in the midst of a war with Israel is an unwise choice. This is SRN News. President Trump is putting his personal stamp on the Kennedy Center and its annual awards program.
Earlier this year, the president installed himself as chairman of the famed Kennedy Center and replaced the board with his supporters. This week, he personally announced the recipients of this year's Kennedy Center honors and revealed that he will host the ceremony in December. Donald Trump has complained of a woke agenda at the Kennedy Center and in D.C.'s cultural institutions, including the National Endowment of the Humanities and the Smithsonian Museums. Ken Lormond, Washington.
Air Canada has suspended plans to restart operations after the union, representing 10,000 flight attendants, decided to defy a return-to-work order. They were ordered back by this afternoon, but the union refused, calling the order unconstitutional. Air Canada now plans to resume flights tomorrow evening. More details at srnnews.com.